This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B, we might need some vodka Red Bull today, dude. Huh? We might need some vodka Red Bull by the time we get to the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah. I'm working on about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I honestly think, so I left last night. We were like in the car by like 1:15-ish.
I wasn't in the room yet.
Yeah, and then, I mean, dude, I was home and like in bed, for lack of a better word. I slept on the couch, but.
We know that's your bed.
Probably like 3:30.
Wow.
So I woke up at 9. I didn't give myself a whole lot of wiggle room getting down here. I took a shower, and luckily nobody goes to work on Fridays. Shout out to nobody going to work on Fridays. Yeah. There's no traffic on Fridays.
I rolled in. I mean, London went right around the corner. We came back in. So around the last time I saw the clock, it said 2:02. And then
what was your call time?
Four? My alarm was starting to go, getting ready to go off at 4:15 and 4:20. And Tanner hit me about 4:15. He said, man, B, I'm making sure you're up. I say, I was just going to start putting on my stuff. And see,
that's why these night games like that, I'd rather get out of there last night and just be done than get that little bit of sleep and then have to wake up.
That little bit of sleep helps.
Sure.
4:20 call time means something different for me.
Oh, listen, we got the phone lines here. We haven't checked in with
Landy.
A couple things we haven't done yet. It's been busy. We haven't checked in with the great Landini. We also haven't said good morning to the first person on the stream. I'm scrolling up now to give the stream some love. We've been streaming for about an hour. I'm wearing a sweatsuit. If you're interested, B is wearing a nice looking flannel shirt. Stream is up at YouTube.com.
Man, my jacket from yesterday.
Backslash Mullins. Backslash WJFK. I don't know. If you want to watch a stream, find it yourself. Shout out.
Damn, Jay.
Shout out
to. You that damn tired?
Now, we have had this dude first before. Any guesses?
The same guy from the other day?
No. This is a. I think this might be our first time, second time. The first time we've had a guy get it for the second time.
Commandante.
Nope. Rashawn Baker. Shout out to Rashawn. He said, get up, Craig, get up. I guess the stream got going a little late today. Jeff's also sick. I'm guessing it has nothing to do with him probably staying up all night last night. But the three of us are here, and we're holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill, what'd you think of the ball game?
I think losing sucks.
That's what Jaden said.
Not a fan of it.
Losing twice in a row sucks more.
Yep, losing twice in 1 week.
Twice in 5 days.
That sucks. Offense couldn't get going.
All right, I don't know. Yeah, and dude, you know who deserves, before we get into the blame pie, which is deserved, Joe Witt, the defensive improvement over the year. Mike Sammerstill kind of shutting.
Mike Sammerstill is a ball player.
Totally.
I like that dude, man.
Yo, Quinyon Mitchell is too, the Eagles corner.
Mm-hmm.
I posted.
First round pick, he should be.
I posted a Twitter poll about an hour ago, a little less than an hour ago, so I guess you can still vote, but this thing's already gotten 3,000 votes. I said, after two Commanders losses in 5 days, how we feeling out there? And I feel like I gave a lot of good options. I said, the sky has fallen. A lot of football left are still way ahead of schedule. And I think some good news here, between the lot of football left and still way ahead of schedule, is 85% of the vote. I think most Commanders fans, They've gotten to sleep on last night's loss, and then they're looking at the big picture. Now we get to these phone lines, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Blame Pies. Who you mad at from last night? Let's start with Jay. Jay, let's see how you blame Pie, dude.
JP and B-Mitch, how we doing? Happy Friday.
Yeah, too, what's buddy. Up, Jay?
So I, like I told Landfill, I was going to go with, I'm going to go with 60% Jaden and Cliff. I'm going to explain. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to go 30% the ref, and then I'm going to go 10% the secondary on that drive for the first Saquon touchdown, because there's no way it should have been wide open. But let me start with Jaden and Cliff. So, B-Mitch and JP, obviously y'all were there in Philly. Y'all got to see it live, and y'all know the game and watch the game. What was there, what did Philly do to take away what we normally do? They took away us stretching the field. So, on our first touchdown that we had, with B-Rob, how did we get down there? We hit checkdowns. Eckler had a big game. Like, we should have been hitting the checkdown more. Philly was taking everything away deep. Notice on the first three and out that we had on Jaden's first offensive possession, Jaden tried to dart that thing in there, but who sunk back, y'all? The linebacker. So they did great depth of getting in their zones. And Philly did that against the Giants as well. They took away Neighbors, obviously, and Terry and Neighbors. You know, let's be for real. Can't nobody really cover them boys like that if you don't double or triple team. So my thing is, we should have hit the check down more, y'all. Take what you can get. If we would have been killing them short, now that makes them have to come up and play you one-on-one.
Bro, Eckler was the leading receiver. I mean –
You said what?
Eckler was the leading receiver last night. I have some criticisms, but I have a tough time of saying they didn't hit the check down enough. They didn't go deep.
I get what you're saying, JP, but he could have had more yardage. Or my point, what I'm saying is that we should have hit that check down more often. Now, as for the refs, that was just a dumb call. Like, Sam, he didn't even do nothing. Like, I don't know.
Was pass interference? Oh, no.
That was weak.
Yeah,
that was
bad. That's bad, B-Mitch. That's bad. I'm a DB's coach, so that's bad. Like, I teach my kids, like, that's nothing. So if they don't get that call, obviously that 3 points, in my opinion, makes this, obviously Philly, in my opinion, don't go into the ball, the halftime being down 7-3. And then last but not least, that secondary on that last play. Don't get me wrong, the defense played phenomenal. That's why I'm saying, but let me say this real quick. Philly has the Rams, they got the Ravens, they got the Panthers, and they got the Steelers. I think the Rams if the Rams can steal one against them Sunday, I think they'll lose to Baltimore. We'll see Philly again at 10-4. We control our own destiny, y'all. We do.
Football left, man.
There you go. Right.
Thank you for the call, Jay.
I'm not even upset with this loss. Oh, yeah.
All right, brother.
A lot of football left. Just like we got a lot of time to take all these calls. So
yes,
everybody,
we do.
If you're on hold, don't worry. Everybody's going to get on. Let's go to Bones on line 5. What up, Bonesy?
Hey, JP, Philly.
Yes.
D-Mitch, my main man.
What up, Bones?
Shout out to Landfill. Hey, my Blame Pie boy, I'm going to have to take it to Cliff Kingsbury, because I think he got to figure it out, man, that Pittsburgh figured it out last week, and they could change Jaden Daniels. And it looked like Philadelphia came with the same game plan. So you got to move. You can't keep dropping them back in that pocket and have them sitting back there to try to make. So this game is more centered around off schedule and movement and out of the pocket. You got to figure out how to get Jaden Daniels on the move out that pocket, man, so he can make them throws, man, off schedule, man. You can't have him sitting back there like a sitting duck, man. You know, and then I got to give a little bit of brain power to Jaden Daniels, man, because I don't believe that he's 100% healthy. To me, yesterday, it looked like he was playing kind of cautious and like he was kind of like trying not, you know what I'm saying, to do too much like he did when he first started in the league. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give him a little bit of brain power, too. But like you said, we got a lot of football left. Everything going to be all right. Y'all rest up and get ready, man, for the stretch. Thanks for taking my call, brothers. I love you guys. Peace.
Thank you, Bonesy.
Hey, Bones.
I think what Bones hit on right there is really important for all of us to understand. It is entirely reasonable to be quite critical of last night.
Mm-hmm.
There are real points to ask questions. I made clear that I didn't love how they ran the offense late in the game. I know a lot of folks aren't happy about the decision to go for it on fourth down. Frankly, I think that's kind of consistent with how they've been all year. Jaden didn't play well. He's a rookie quarterback. There's going to be some games where he doesn't play well. But I think you also have to try to keep the big picture in mind of, one, how far ahead of schedule this team is. Their win total was 6.5 games. They're already at 7 wins. Not to mention, they've only played 11 of a 17-game schedule. There's six games left. There's a lot of football left.
A lot riding on this thing, too, man. 2-2 or not.
We have Jaden on the line. Hello, is this Jaden?
What, Jay?
Jaden, you there? Put him on hold. I don't know what happened there. We've got somebody that's winning. Hello, wow. Vinny. Who you blaming?
What's up, JP? What's up, B-Man?
What up, brother?
So, you know, it's around Thanksgiving. You can never have too many pies, right? The first pie, I'm going to go with I'm going to go 90% on the offense, 10% on the defense. I think defense held up for three quarters. And then, you know, once Saquon gets going, hard to stop him. You know, I'm a Penn State grad, so I've seen it. But it's on my side and against us. So that's my first pie. Second pie, I was at the game yesterday, tailgating with a bunch of my friends who are Eagles fans. And I will 100% give the blame pie to myself for just talking a bunch of smack before the game. Definitely bit me in behind there. You know, it was tough seeing Jaden struggle big time out there yesterday. I don't know if he's not healthy or what, but Philly definitely is the better team. They, you know, kind of showed it. And it's hard. It's kind of nice that we can kind of be upset about this because, you know, in the past, we're like, when we only have two wins and we have, you know, 10 losses, we're like, you know, whatever. We kind of expected it, but now we're, like, expecting to win. So it's kind of nice in a sense that we lost because we can kind of, you know, expect to win now.
Vinny, you're doing all sorts of mental gymnastics right now, bro. You're blaming yourself. You're happy they lost. you are legit in the zone right now, man.
I am in shambles today.
Go for a quick jog, take a shower, and then go get a beer.
You're going to be all right, dog.
Get a little exercise and then get a little alcohol. Take care, buddy.
You know, it was just but all my phone was blowing out this morning. It's been a rough couple hours. So
I'm sorry, bro.
Listen, man, when I was leaving from the place last night, a couple guys walked up, like, oh, y'all Commanders fan. Eh? He said, man, you know what? We couldn't do nothing early. He said, all of a sudden, Saquon became Saquon. He said, but I'm worried in the next year or two.
Yeah.
So we got people in other towns who understands this is a rebuild. We're in our own town. We can't understand that.
First half
they're
of the
coming.
Game. I think you could be upset about last night and still pleased with the season.
You could be upset about last night, but the comments I'm seeing – that's not upset about last night.
There are some sky is falling.
Some people are crazy as hell.
Let's go to Sonny in Brandywine. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, what's up, JP? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Hey, just so analyzing the game, and last week I was at the game, you can't tell me that Jaden has lost a step since he's been hurt. I mean, honestly, do you guys see that? He's lost a step. I mean, the throws are off a little bit. He's looking like a turtle. We're going to have to get him a shell. I mean, he's just slowed down. Maybe we ought to sit him one game, you know, let him think about it, get him out of his head. What do you think about that?
10 days for the next game.
Well, there you go, 10 days for the next game. Well, hopefully he can get it together. But I put 100% on him.
You put 100% of that game on Jaden?
I put 100% on Jaden. I think he needs to step it up, and I'm going to let you know something. Stop babying this kid, you know. Get some pep in your step, son. I'd like to have a talk with him. I really would. You know, that's what he needs. And I've mentored people that young before. He just needs to get it going. You know, I know it's the NFL. It's above me. But come on, man. Stop babying this boy. Who's babying him?
Yeah.
The whole entire media and the whole team is babying him. They're covering up because he's cold.
Are you a Giants fan?
Dude.
I'm a diehard Redskins fan.
Dude,
Brian,
people sit down and put jackets on when they're on the sideline. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, the baby in this boy, he needs
Jalen
to harden
Hurts
up out there.
Man,
on the whole game. You lost me, bro.
You lost me. Seriously.
I don't know who's babying him. He didn't play well last night. He's been fantastic all season. Like, multiple things can be true. But thank you for the call, Sonny. That was something. Should we try Jaden again? Jaden, you there?
Yep. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bud.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All good.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people are missing the boat. I don't care we lost. The problem is Jaden Daniels has regressed a little bit, and Cliff has a problem. In Arizona, every year he was a coach, the offense regressed in the second half of the season. If you guys remember, he got fired that year where Kyler said his schematics, quote, were effed up. Kyler said that in a press conference about Cliff. He said, what do you want me to do? Our schematics are effed. He said that. So that's my main concern. Dan Quinn, he shouldn't catch any flack. I don't really care if we won or lost. It's about Daniels. When we lost to the Ravens, no one cared that we lost because Daniels looked good. The problem is our offense has regressed. Chicago shut us down in the second half. Giants are the Giants. Steelers, he was 50%. And this game, he struggled badly. We didn't even push the ball down the field. That's my main concern. I could give a damn if we win or lose. I don't care. We need to win or lose when Jaden Daniels plays well. He's not playing well. That's the main problem. And to the other point, everyone's like, oh, like we're 7-4. Who would have thought we would have been here? Listen, we're here. Okay? Who knows if next year he'll be healthy or Terry gets hurt. You got to take advantage of the chances you have. Look at Houston. Last year they were the darlings. This year they're struggling because guess what? People get hurt. So if we're 7-4, we got to make a run because who knows what next year and the year after that's going to happen because we don't always know what's going to happen. So that's why my point is we're here now. We know Jaden Daniels is good. We got to take advantage. I would love to win a playoff game. If we don't, I think the season's kind of not a failure, but we're 7-4 now. We know we're good now. Our defense is pretty good now. So let's just make a run and not worry about the future because we have no idea what's going to happen. Injuries happen. It's football.
Thanks for the call, brother. I don't disagree with a lot of that. You want them to play better than they did last night.
But one game shouldn't change your whole mind about something.
I do wonder, specific to the offense, it was so high-flying early, and it's not now. I don't think we should jump to, like, too many conclusions, but at the same time, we can't ignore at least the body of work with Cliff from his time in Arizona, where things did tend to go backwards late in the year. I think it's still premature, but I do think that's a real conversation. I'm curious, Brian, for you, watching the offense, if it looks the same, if it looks different, if there's something you can tell they need to do or not to do, B. Mitch gives us that answer when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, we're only probably two games into the second half of the season, but I did notice some numbers. This is in a Sam Fortier story from the Post this morning.
Mm-hmm.
In the first 10 weeks, Jaden Daniels was off target on only 3.8% of his throws that traveled 5 air yards or fewer. So stuff at the line of scrimmage, he basically never missed.
Mm-hmm.
Last night against Philly, he was off target on 16% of those throws.
Okay.
And a lot of those throws were with the Eagles in a too-high safety scheme. So, like, you should be able to hit the underneath stuff.
Mm-hmm.
25 of Daniels' 32 attempts last night were short stuff. Inside of 5 yards. On intermediate passes of between 10 and 19 air yards, Daniels had a 137.2 QB rating prior to the rib injury. That number is now down to 80.3. 80.3 is still good, yeah. But 137.2 was crazy good.
Yeah.
And that's when the offense was really performing. I don't know if Cliff's offense is going backwards. I don't know if Jaden is hurt. Like, they say those aren't issues. It's just there's a lot.
It's
hard
lot.
To not notice the offense has been slowed down. Sometimes this just happens.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit of the Jones this morning, and Cakes was saying, you know, he's just an offensive coordinator now. He's not the head coach. When he was in Arizona, he had more stuff to worry about. At this point right now, we have a quarterback who has some injured ribs. They say that's not bothering them, but anybody that had injured rib, tell me that nothing bothers you. Okay?
I had them bothered the hell out of me.
Let's flip it over. You got an offensive line that has all five people got something going on. Three of them, I know for sure, have multiple things going on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you could come and just blame all that on Cliff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks, you didn't have your best running back. He came back last night and was running effectively. But nothing else was happening off of it.
The Bills are 8-2. Most people consider them a real Super Bowl contender. They get a chance to prove it this week with KC coming to town. Mm-hmm. They lost two in a row. The Ravens have two losses to two of the worst teams in the NFL,
yeah.
The Browns and the Raiders. Like, some of this, you got to try to not get caught up in the moment and zoom out. But some of it also needs – some of it also begs questions like an offense that all of a sudden is underperforming.
Yeah, but the offense is underperforming, and I think we are so gung-ho to try and make it what it was when he was in Arizona, in Cliff point, that we – completely dismiss the injuries. Injuries cause a lot of issues. And we were just, going into this game, we were overly discussing how quick this game is coming for us. But we weren't really going by how quick it was coming for Philly.
Yeah, I mean, they had the same amount of time.
They're the same stuff. So it's like we have a mindset where we wanted to be what we wanted to be. It's a combination of things happening right now. Yes, people are probably figuring out some stuff, but that's not the end all be all.
I think
the injuries has more big issue to multiple people because the offensive line have been playing outstanding. Ross Tucker, talking to him yesterday, he said, when you look at this offensive line, you don't think that they're going to be good, but when they got together, they have been playing great football. Now they're all injured. One guy... Well, Biotis has what, a ankle, a knee, all this
rib,
stuff.
Shoulder, thumb.
And so he got all that stuff. Wiley has multiple things. You got a young kid in Brandon Coleman who's now at 11 weeks. Think about that. he might be getting close to that little that slump or that wall where people hit. And you watched them play yesterday. Jaden didn't play well. But that also could be a fact that there were a lot of green jerseys in the backfield a lot.
Yeah. No, totally, man. Let me get to some of these calls. Rafael been on hold a while. Rafa, what's your blame pie? Where you at, buddy?
I'm over here. Hey, my blame pie. Offensive coordinator, the coach. You know, because there's some plays that you could do, some plays you weren't able to. What's our percentage of completing a fourth down? You know, we're really good at completing a fourth down, but if the ball's in the off in their side, hey, go for it. But if the ball's in our side, in the 30 or in the 45, you know, I'd rather just kick it, to tell you the truth. But other than that, you know, I'm hurting. And we're having a short week. Why don't the NFL realize this, have a bye, next day, bye at 8, and then you play a Thursday night football, you know, on the ninth week. So you got a bye at first and then having a short week and with all these injuries. These players were tired.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Commander. Always good to hear from you, pal. Let's keep this going. Paul's in Upper Marlboro. What up, Paul?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Listen, this is really simple. The offensive coordinator called a terrible game, and not just last night. He's called a terrible game the last couple of games. It's incumbent upon that offensive coordinator to build a game around Jaden because people have seen film on him, so they know what he's bringing to the table. Now, Jaden's not bad. He's not a bad quarterback. He's a great quarterback. But the offensive coordinator, he didn't even – Jaden doesn't call his own plays. The coordinator calls the plays. All he can do is execute what the coordinator asks him to do. Now, he didn't throw the ball downfield once
all night. That's terrible.
You think that's on the offensive coordinator?
That's on the offensive coordinator because he didn't call the play.
No, there were plays called to throw it down the field, dude. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is the fact that the offensive coordinator has called a terrible game. They were so predictable last night. They slot to the right, slot to the left, run through the middle.
I wouldn't mind seeing them move Terry around a little bit more. Quinyon was on him for most of his snaps. But, dude, to say that there were no deep shots as a result of Cliff, I think is inaccurate. I think there were no deep shots as a result of Jade.
We are also in a fairyland about this defense. This defense is okay, but they're not great. They gave up the play. They gave up the game three games straight in the fourth quarter after having the lead. Let's be real about it now. Why do you think we had the lead?
The defense was the reason that they had the lead.
Absolutely, but if you give up, if you got your foot on somebody's neck, you don't take it up on the fourth quarter. That's not the way I played football. If once you got your foot on the neck, you don't just give a game away in the fourth quarter after having a lead for three quarters. Let's be real about it. That's happened three games straight.
Yeah, but you forget the guys on the other side get paid too, though, bro.
That's true. Absolutely, I agree with you, B-Mitch. Look, I have a lot of respect for you, but I'm telling you, we got to look at this offensive coordinator. I'm telling you, if they got film on Jaden, it's incumbent upon him to build a new playbook. That's what has to happen.
You want a new playbook?
No, I'm not saying I'm being facetious here, guys. Okay. I'm not talking about a brand new fit playbook. I'm just saying they got film on Jaden now. You gotta change up. You gotta change up. You can't run those same little plays every week. And they're gonna look at it. Once they got film on you, that's it. The coordinator has to make changes.
He has enough weapons to do that. I got a breaker. Landfill's going to kill me. I appreciate you, Paul.
Thank you, though. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Paul wants a new playbook, and Huey Lewis wants a new drug. Nobody go anywhere. Ron Jaworski joins us at noon. It's B. Mitch and Finley. I want to comment to a couple people in the chat. If you want to check out the stream, Google, how do I watch B. Mitch and Finley? I agree with Bert K. You ready for what Bert K says?
What Bert say?
Overreaction Friday.
That would sound like
it. I like that. I disagree with...
And whether it's good on the day after the game, whether it's good or bad, it's a lot of overreaction.
But you know how we do like the misery Monday, victory Monday? Today specifically feels like an overreaction Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This specialist Jamie, I disagree with. He says, don't let Cowboy fans take over the stadium. Cowboys are awful. And if they take over next week, that's on Commanders fans. That ain't on Dallas fans.
Yeah.
I gave nobody a hard time about Pittsburgh taking over that stadium. It's what they do. Not to mention they're good and might be a real Super Bowl contender. If Dallas takes over next week, that's a us problem.
No, that's a money problem. If Dallas takes over, that means that they offer ridiculous amounts of money.
Let's take some of these calls. Bass is in Maryland. What up, Bass?
Hey, Big Mitchell Finley, how's it going?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Good, man? Dude. You sound like you're hiding in the bathroom.
Oh, I don't know. I'm at work.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. You're like under your desk, so you can call in. Appreciate you, though.
Yeah, so I got my blame pie, 10% to the defense in the fourth quarter, 10% to the offense, and 80% to the schedule makers. I feel like, though, they set us up. They set us up, but I feel as though the back end of the schedule, we should have an advantage because the Eagles pretty much will play 10 games in a row at that point.
Yep.
They should be on a, you know, injury bug list at that time because the game they play us, the game before that is the Steelers, and that's going to be a tough one. So I feel as though we got them where we want them. We just got to handle our business against these three cupcake teams. If we handle our business, we should see the Eagles 10-4. We be 10-4, and we'll, you know, take over the division at that point. So everyone just needs to relax. Not gonna win every game, but get a couple. O-line get some rest. Jaden get some rest. Defense get some rest, and we're gonna be back how we were in the first half of the season.
That was the exact word I used last night. Thanks, guy, buddy. Hit me, and I just sit him back, relax, bro. Please.
Shane is in Leesburg. What up, Shane?
Hey, what up, JP? What up, E-Mitch?
What up, man?
Hey, man, that was a tough loss, man. Tough game to watch. Not a great one. I gotta blame Jane, man. I don't know if it's the injury that still bothered him, but, man, only throwing to your receivers twice and completing two receptions to them, you're not going to beat any team in the NFL that way. You're just not. That's a rough game for Jaden. I do blame Cliff Kingsbury a little bit. I don't think we have to hit the panic button yet. He showed us some good things. I think we're in a little bit of a rut. Bemis, like you said, man, that injury bug is hitting our line hard.
Yeah.
It's killing us.
Definitely.
I think if Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden can get together, you know, we do have a little bit of a nice couple two games. We play the Titans. We play the Cowboys. We definitely need to win those two games. But Jaden just looked awful, man. It wasn't coming out his hand right. I mean, even that interception he threw was just a terrible pass. Like,
let me make a comment about the interception. Sitting there with Santana. You know who he blamed the interception on? Noah.
Receiver.
Yeah. He's a Noah Brown. Instead of going flat like you're supposed to, he went behind the defensive back.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fair point. I'll give you that one. Jaden also did miss a couple Noah did. Brown on that, leaking out that on that left sideline. Had him wide open, though.
He missed him. I saw that.
He's got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll give you that one. That's a fair point. But he doesn't look comfortable like we saw in the first, you know, weeks 2 through 9. And again, I don't know if that's the rib that's killing him still. Maybe he's in his head about it, that he's worried about taking hits. But it something's got to click. You know, we got B-Rob back. That's exciting. Defense is really what kept us in that game the whole time, man. Defense balled out. Whatever Joe Witt's doing with Dan Quinn, they're killing it, man. Mm-hmm. They're killing it. But back to this blame pie, I gotta throw Dan Quinn in there a little bit. Man, you got to take that field goal to take the lead. I know we were 11 for 11 on fourth down conversions. Well, I guess 11 for 12 since we lost the one against the Steelers with the inches. But you got to take the lead. When your offense is playing that bad, you got to take those points any means necessary. Any means necessary. You can't risk that, especially with a kicker who hasn't missed in 2 weeks. You know, and he hit one from 45, and the field goal was about, what, 44, 45, I believe?
Yeah, and then they made him kick it again.
It would have been.
Yeah, so, you know, and again, it's a one-point game, 7 minutes left. Yeah, you're giving the ball back to Jalen Hurts and that high-powered Eagles, but you got to take those points, man. That's a lot. Defense had been holding them pretty much the whole game up until that point, you know? I mean, they were doing their job, but I don't think it's quite yet. I know us Commanders fans, when we lose 2 weeks, especially in 5 games, you know, we start to feel a little bit of the old past, you know, creeping in. But I don't think that panic button needs to be hit just yet. I definitely think the film is getting watched on Jaden, and defensive coordinators are starting to figure us out a little bit. So I definitely think something needs to be figured out. I mean, I would have loved to see McLaurin get involved somehow. Screens, motions, a handoff, something to get the number one receiver involved. I mean, and don't
Shane,
get me wrong.
Shane, we got a break,
on the Eagles.
It's a good call.
Appreciate you, brother.
We got to hit a break. I'm sorry, bud. When we come back, Ron Jaworski on what he saw last night. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to keep the phones open all damn day. So if you're on there, just chill. We're coming to you. Here comes Jaws.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.